This is November the 14th, 1974, the Holiday Inn, Clovis, New Mexico. The event, the annual meeting of the Curry County Extension Homemakers Council. Thank you. This is Jimmy Sartin, Joffrey Gibbs, and Troy Cole.
This is Jimmy on this end. The man in the middle is Troy Cole.
The fellow playing the violin is Troy Cole.
Thank you.
me explain to you my costume tonight. It's not mine. That's why the coat's small, the pants are too big, short, the boots are pointed, funny looking. They're props for a play we did, the old melodrama we did out at the county fair this year. Do y'all remember, any of you remember that? I was the villain. And after the night, I may again be a villain. Anyway. This is the speech I gave to the Republicans. No wonder they lost so bad.
Goodness. My wife, will you take care of this one and destroy it? I hate for anybody to read this.
Well, ladies, is this the cowbell bunch? No, not the cowbells. You're Mrs. Hacker, aren't you? I'm so glad to be here. And all you other special guests, and even the men over here. Now, I tell you what, I haven't heard that kind of music since I was down to the old fiddler contest here in Fortalice a while back. You guys are good, man, I tell you. And I got you on tape, too. I was asked to come tonight and say something historical. Now, you may think it hysterical, because I want to talk about you. I'm president of the High Plains Historical Foundation, but I don't want you to blame them. I'm doing this on my own here tonight. So when you go out of here saying, don't say Don McAvoy's president of the Historical Society, don't mention the word Historical Society, if you leave here and don't like this program, because they're not to blame. It's me. Now, I did a lot of research for this program. I went to the courthouse in the basement. I went into some old files, some old newspapers down there. So what I want to tell you is fact. I put it together. I'm going to tell it to you right now. Now, the theme of this program tonight, I guess, is Saturday night in Oklahoma's town. But most of us being from the country, we're going to talk about a little bit of the country. And concerning one thing here in Clovis. Now, you people that was here during World War I, bear with me. Between World War I and World War II, Kerr County was witness to a second county seat fight. Now, you recall that the first one occurred right after the county was organized in 1909. And it was between Clovis, Texaco, Melrose, and Center. Now, none of you Center people get this mistaken with the center I'm talking about. There was a little vacant piece of land about 8 miles to the west of Clovis, a vacant piece of land they call Center. To try to get the county seat in the middle of the county seat, center of the county. Actual fact. Now, so, you're aware that Clovis won the county seat fight. Because we got the courthouse up here to prove it. Okay. But many rural folks didn't like it one bit. And about 1920, a plot was hatched in one of the rural communities. That community was Holland. Again, I don't see nobody from Holland. The idea was to gang up on Clovis and force the county seat to be moved to the northern end of the county. Now, it didn't matter exactly where at first, just get away from Clovis and keep Clovis from getting all the glory, and especially from enticing all those farm folks to come to live in Clovis. That was one reason. Now, up at Holland, those working the hardest at this plot was a group of busy bees. In fact, that was their name, the Holland Busy Bee Club. It had 20 charter members when it first formed in 1920. Now, unless I'm mistaken, Holland Busy Bee Club is the oldest extension club in the county, although there was some extension work done here just prior to World War I, if I can remember that far back. Now, those busy bees, they broadcast to the world that the sole reason they organized was for the cooperative extension work in agricultural and home economics. Ha, ha, ha. That's what they told everybody.
And the charter members of that group were Lena Harrison, Maud Ralston, Della Foster, Leslie Tatlock, Maddie Campbell, Emma Sorrows, Minnie Hartley, Desi Garrett, Lizzie Foster. Sorry to say some of those people aren't here. Their first president wasn't Desi or Lizzie or Leslie, but was probably Maud. And only Lena would know for sure. Is Lena here? Now, those pioneers out there really had it made in those early days. Only thing these women had to do was to see to the well-being of from 5 to 10 runny-nosed kids, feed from 1 to 20 hungry husbands and assorted kinfolks, get bony fingers from picking up cow chips for the fire, slopping and slaughtering hogs, and seeing to the needs of the sick, sad, and lonely. The balance of their time was spent divided between going to church and to the extension club. Now, it didn't take them long to realize they couldn't whip Clovis all by themselves. Even with the secret help now of the county home demonstration agent, Edna Durant. Bless her soul, I hope she's not here. They snuck over to Grady now, mind you, and laid it right on the line to them. It's either us or Clovis. Now, it was. It's probably Desi, Lizzie, and Leslie. Maybe Lena went along, we're not sure. They talked Grady into forming another extension club. It was called the Grady Alpha Club. Now, who Alpha was, I never did learn. And its prime movers were Mrs. W.G. Kennedy, W. Queener, Mrs. Ennis Duke, Georgia Fraser, and Inez Townsend, just to name a few. A few is all I can name, because I'd be shot if I went up to Grady here now and mentioned anybody else. Okay, the Holland and the Grady Club had help from two other little clubs up there. The Bellevue Sunshine Club, and this is a little help a little bit later. With the Mitchells involved in that group, the Northcutts, the Burnetts. I see some Burnetts. The Bilderback, anybody remember the Bilderback? The Browns, the Pulliams. The other club was the Broadview Cheremie Club. Cheremie, I think that's French. For howdy there, or something. And they, those in that Cheremie Club were the Allens, the Rutherfords, the Greens, the Stouts, the Johnstons, the Culpeppers, and Mrs. G. R. Hollis. To hold that club together. Well, now, it wasn't long then until they infected little old Ranch Fest. They came down over the Frio Draw and then to the Running Water Draw and passed over to Ranchville. Now, and they were going to get them to join their secret movement to move the courthouse out of Clovis. Keep that in mind. Now, women of the Matlock Clan, the Buford Clan, the Lock Miller Clan, the Patton Clan, the Hodge Clan, and the Tate Clan joined hands and went to work. And who could ever forget the Tate Clan? Now, I've got to be mighty careful how I tread there, because I live in one of their west pastures out there at Ranchville right now. Now, under the disguise of going from home to home and from club to club, preaching nutrition and health, sowing and stewing and preservation and conservation, dressing chickens and dressing their kids and making dresses for them, these ladies, in reality, were gaining in number and strength, all for the sole purpose of coming to Clovis and stealing the courthouse. Now, not one to pass up a good thing, Edith Thompson. She got on her horse and rounded up her good neighbors. And so was founded the Valley View Good Neighbor Club. I think Ms. Rumbo was your first president, I think. Now, some of the other good neighbors in those early days were Mrs. Vineyard, Mrs. McDaniel, Mrs. the Elliots, Mrs. Roach, Mrs. Firestone. Mrs. Bean Hacker, you came a little bit later, didn't you? The Boulder ladies, just to mention a few. Few's enough. Well, one of these ladies hightailed it over to the center. That's south of here. And to the Fairfield community. She went to demonstrate the making and the use of the iceless refrigerator. what she was doing was actually recruiting new help. In the report of women's work in Curry County in 1922, it says, project leaders were selected, goals set, and blank forms for reports were left. No matter what you do, no matter what plot you plan, you've always got to fill out those blank forms. Now, so the Center Better Homes Club was off and running. Mary Snell, Mrs. J.C. Wall, and Mrs. W.R. Hyman were some of the early old-timers that kept that thing going. Later, they picked up Ruth Milton, Juanita Boydston, Johnny Monroe. I got Johnny Monroe from Palmer County, I think. Time does not permit me to take into detail how they were recruited, but mind you, there was a lot of arm twisting going on, especially in those early days. Now, at Fairfield, that community, which had its beginning in Roosevelt County, and barely manages to stay in Curry County now and stay alive, but most of you don't know where Fairfield is. They had such ladies out there in the early days as Verna Harpole, Bell Martin Sr., Alice Kleeman, and Viola McGregor. They were just a few. Now that completed the encirclement of around Clovis. Now there Clovis sat, here we sat, innocent, minding their own business, paying taxes, and planting trees around the courthouse. Now to be sure, there were other extension clubs, but they hardly held a candle to the activities of these six aforementioned clubs. I'm ashamed to say that the Claude Rainy Day Club, which my mother belonged to, didn't even have enough sense to get in out of the rain. That was in the early days. Now I'm told that they're back in the flock along with the Progressive Club. That's nice. Like I said, Claude was my community. And I've had a few people out there tell me that anytime I mention them, give it to them in writing first, let them okay it before I said anything about it. Or either I had to leave the county. Now, all this talking about you women reminds me of a passage in an old book that my wife's grandmother, Mrs. Fred McCarty, passed on now, she used, was given to her when she was a child. This little book on etiquette and decorum was printed in 1879. And it said, under the heading of a woman's good name, it says, let no man speak a word against a woman at any time, or mention a woman's name in any company where it should not be spoken. And it goes on to tell this little story. A person at an English dinner party once made an after-dinner speech in which he was loud in his abuse of the opposite sex. When he had concluded, a gentleman whose indignation was aroused remarked, I hope the gentleman refers to his own mother, sister, and sisters, and wife, and not to one of ours. End of quote. Well, getting back to the facts, and remember these are facts, this whole movement came to a head one Saturday night in Old Clovis Town. That's the theme, isn't it? Two young girls, name of Eula May and Lily May, being the fun-loving girls that they were, and hardly ever out of mischief, decided this idea of getting the courthouse out of Clovis had dragged on long enough. They wanted action. So on this particular Saturday night, they were in town with their folks at a Democrat-sponsored box supper and pie auction. It was held in the auditorium of the old high school building that sat where Cedar sits today, right across the street from that old yellow brick courthouse. The old yellow brick courthouse. All the girls had baked the pie, of course. They had learned that, of course, at one of those home demonstrations. You made it all. Although she was always enthusiastic and willing, was nevertheless a slow learner. She was noted around Hyline for her habit of forgetting a few ingredients. She was also always losing things. Now Lily May, on the other hand, was so adept at cooking that her folks had always hoped she'd grow up and be a home demonstration agent. Now there they were. And when you find girls and pies together, you find boys. And this is no exception. Now I'm going to skip through the supper and get to the nitty-gritty. I'll have this one remark to make about the supper. Only one boy got sick that evening. A young fellow by the name of Madol. Anyway, while the other folks were eating, talking, and running down the county's two Republicans, that was Bill Duckworth and George Davis, Lily Mae and Yule Mae snuck out with some of the boys. They talked them into carrying out one of the most bodacious acts ever contemplated here in Kern County. And this is what it was. They were going to cart away that old yellow brick courthouse. Do you know how many horses and teams of mules those kids hitched to that old courthouse? Well, let me tell you this. It must have been enough. Because it's certainly not there today. The county commissioners in 1936 had to build a new courthouse, the one we got there now. Now, I know you find that hard to believe, that these two girls could do such a thing. But through these past years, knowing the two, they've done a lot of things that's hard to believe. Believe me. Now, that was bad enough, them dragging off the courthouse. But did you know that fateful night in the dark, they lost it? It's gone. Like I mentioned before, you may have always had a habit of losing things. And you know, it wasn't long after that that Holleen disappeared. Well, one thing's for certain. Those extension women up there had to regroup, and they formed a new club called the B&B Club. They don't even talk about Holleen anymore. Sometimes I don't even talk about Yule Mae and Lily Mae. And strangely, they never mention the plot to recapture to move the old courthouse. Of all places, Yule Mae is wound up down here in Center Better Homes Club. I don't know about that. And Lily Mae grew up and became one of the best home demonstration agents New Mexico's ever had. Why she upped and moved off to Fort Sumner, I'll never know. I know her friends here, we all miss her. I'm glad to see her here tonight. Now, you other extension women should be proud of yourselves and your clubs and your council and the work you're doing. In spite of that bodacious plot of trying to drag off our courthouse. Thank you.